I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Ignorance is bliss, right? That's what they say.
Sometimes.
But I just don't want to pull the wrong card here.
Yes.
I specifically saved this from Jess because I need your genuine reaction to this, okay? Mm-hmm. So my question to you this morning is, how much do you really want to know in your relationship? For example, if your significant other is getting hit on, do you really want to know that? Like, Jess, just on surface level. Like, if Garage Boy, your boyfriend of almost a year now, is being hit on, mm-hmm. does he need to, like, let you know that straight up front? Or is that something you're like, listen, just handle. I trust you to handle the situation, and that's it.
I trust him to handle the situation, but I also think every situation is situational. I think it depends on who is reaching out to him. If it's, like, a random whatever, you don't need to tell me. But if it's like an ex-girlfriend that he had a thing with, I think he should be like, hey, just to let you know, so-and-so hit me up and I handled it.
What about a coworker?
Yes.
You'd want to know that?
Yes.
What about one of his friends that he never dated before?
Yes.
You want to know that one? See, it's tricky. It's a tricky
exactly.
situation.
It depends on what's going on.
If you don't know my situationship, is what I call it right now, there's mm-hmm. a girl that I was dating back in San Diego when we lived there. We're trying to figure it out. Long distance is very complicated. I'm not sure how the whole thing's going to end up. I really, truly don't.
Uh-huh.
But I'm trying to at least put forth the effort. Like it is going to turn into a relationship and set some really strong roots in case we do decide to push forward and be in a relationship where she moves her whole life out here.
Right.
I wanted to feel safe. I wanted to feel good. So I got this email last night. The only reason I can assume I got this email is because somebody went to, this woman went to my Instagram,
mm-hmm.
and I have my email address on there, my personal one. I'm like, how did you even get my email address? So I can figure out.
So went out of her way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Says, hi, Steve. I've been listening to you on the radio for a few months, and I just looked you up, and you're cute. I doubt things are going to work out with Miss California. So when they don't, let's talk. Let's talk her email. 2020 has been quite the adventure, so just as you have experienced, my life has done a complete 180, and I couldn't be happier. I got out of an 11-year relationship and looking for someone special, and I'm wondering that might be you. I will end here now until I know the status of Miss Callie. Looking forward to your response. That's what we call the girl that I'm in the situationship with, Miss California. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Question is, do I need to let her know this even happened, or do I just ignore it and move on like it never did? Which one? My microphone just fell over. That's a bad sign.
Wow.
Do I need to say something or do I not?
I think you do need to say something because your situation is so, it's just been so messy from the very beginning that you don't have any room to be trusted to handle it on your own.
So your thought process is, as I hold my microphone up, your thought process is here. That if she were to find out
yes.
this message was sent and it wasn't handled,
right,
that could turn bad.
Exactly, because of your circumstance.
Okay, but let me turn it the other way. If I'm across the country and she thinks I'm getting all these emails or messages from these women, does that make the insecurity even worse?
No. If anything, it should reassure her that you are going to have all the cards on the table. Can I say one thing, though, about this woman who sent you this email?
Sure.
So this is the thing that's really upsetting me is, in the end, I loved how she was like, when I hear the results of Miss California, then I'll hit you up again. Like, girl, you should have just waited no matter what. I don't respect anyone that's going to go after someone who's already, like, And like, she knows that you're in a weird space right now, so you would be vulnerable, or like, I don't know what you're doing over there, but still, like, don't hit up somebody if you know they're in a situation. Like, mind your own business, and until you have the confirmation that you are actually available, then you can send an email. But that just really upset me that she did that.
I'm genuinely, because Jess obviously is very protective of me. We're like best friends, so it's hard. But like, honestly, is this something, hearing this and knowing even your relationship with your husband or your wife, like, would you really want to know if somebody's hitting on your significant other? Or is it like, because part of me is like, let me just handle it. Let me just not respond to this, move on. Like, why even bring this into our space? We're already complicated enough.
Or
you know?
Is it situational?
410-583-1065. Get on the phone this morning. Like, do you really want to know the truth?
So, listener Nathan on Facebook said, honestly, I wouldn't care. The first 4 years of our relationship were primary long distance. We both have needed a mutual level of trust, so I trust her to handle her business. But listener Ashley says she would like to know, but they need to handle it on their own, but she wants to be in the loop.
See, and that's where it's like tough.
Uh-huh.
Because especially with that long distance thing going on.
Exactly.
It makes it like, it just adds a whole nother layer of complication. You know? Like, she doesn't really know what I'm doing at all hours of the day.
If she thinks all of
my emails and messages are coming are like that, then is she going to get in her head? They're like, this, I don't know. It's tricky. 410-583-1065. Do you really want to know the truth? Aaron, where do you live, Aaron?
I live in Severn, Maryland.
Severn! Aaron from Woo. Severn. Woo! Shout out Severn. I mean, do you really want to know everything? Do you really truly want to know everything in your relationship, or do you just trust that your person's going to handle it?
I personally, just speaking for you,
yes.
If you're feeling conflicted about it at all, then just let her know. Mm-hmm. It'll kind of ease your mind.
Well, does that
a little bit.
Does that make it though? Okay, so now let's role play here for a second, okay? You're Miss California. Now you're living on the other side of the country, okay? And I bring this to your attention. Does that get you in your head at all, or am I just a crazy person? Because I feel like if I'm brought one of those, am I always gonna have to wonder like how many more of those are gonna come through?
Well, I mean, so right now you're in the public eye. Like, this is what you do for a living. So
sure.
I feel like you're gonna keep getting those emails. Like, you're a younger, attractive guy, and
well, that's flattering. I don't know if we can confirm that, but thank you.
You're going to keep getting those emails, and I mean, she probably knows that you're going to get emails like that. So
basically, set the precedent now. Like,
no, you should tell her. You should tell her so she feels included. So you're not hiding anything from her.
Just straight honesty from day one. Like,
yes.
Here's the truth. Here's everything. Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, honesty is the best policy, right?
Yes. Well,
I'll let you know. I'll keep you posted.
Oh no.
Right. Shout out Severn though. Shout out Severn for sure. Whoop whoop. Yeah. All right. Have a good one.
Have a good one.
See ya.
Now,
Kramer and Jess mornings on Mix 106.5.
You ready?
WWMX HD1 Baltimore.
Time to turn it up.
The only morning show I wake up with.
Initiating in 10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready?
Now.
Baltimore wakes up.
Kramer and Jess.
On the radio at Mix 106.5 and on your phone with radio.com.
Hello.
This is Baltimore's morning show.
Yeah, man. Wednesday the 16th and you're here. Thanks for doing that. Welcome to our 6 o'clock club. We're Kramer and Jess. That's literally Woo! Our show. That's it. You've met everybody now. Now that we know one another.
Now we're all here. Good morning.
It's nice to know you as well. So two things. Number one, text us. Just let us know who you are. Like, the 6 o'clock club is just a group of people, early wakers.
Yes.
Early risers, people that are heading to work. And if you just feel less alone,
yeah.
You kind of feel like you're part of a unit or a club.
A family.
Yeah, as it's cold this morning, you know you're not the only one driving in 30-degree weather to whatever it is you're doing. So 410-583-1065. With that said, we have three more live shows today, tomorrow, and Friday before the end of the year. And I want to make sure we say every morning, because if some people pop in and out, your schedule's different. We are so thankful for you. Like, the fact that over the last 4 months, you've given us a chance to come into your car.
And you still show up.
And you're still here, you know?
The most consistent thing in our lives.
We are so thankful for you. And just in case we don't get a chance to tell you, happy holidays. And
We love you.
2021 is going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. It's going to be so good for everybody. So who's up with us, Jess?
Carrie is so very. Good morning, Veronica. Jim from the United States Coast Guard. Yay. Hope, Steph Rowe, Mr. W, Jen the RN is here. Elmer, good morning. Sarah Smiles, Human Highlighter, Magic Mike. Happy Snow Day from Lori, Lisa G, Sherry, Beautiful Beverly, Big Tex, Anthony, Olivia, Johnny E, Dynamic Debbie, Jake, Lisa, and Jake from State Farm. Good morning.
Glad you guys are here. I did the weird cop thing this morning, Jess.
What? Oh, you slowed down on the road?
Even worse than that now. We talked a couple of weeks ago about how, like, should we... Even if we're going within speed limit or a little bit over, can we pass a cop when we're on the highway, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, this morning I'm driving down Falls Road, and I see in the turn lane coming up to a traffic light, there's a cop over there. I'm like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, I don't have to worry about speeding through a red light, but the problem is my tags not only are California, but they're expired. And they're not like a little expired. Oh, yeah, they're expired.
What?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So
what is wrong with you?
The turn lane is, like, back... from, like, the straight lane, you know, like, it's probably two or three...
Did you literally back up?
I literally, like, slammed my brakes on so that I would not pull in front of the cop car so he could not see my plates.
You look so sketchy.
I know, so sketchy. That's what I was thinking, too, and I was like, do-do-do-do-do as I'm sitting there, right? To make it even worse, so I was just trying to mind my own business, right? Because I feel like every time a cop pulls up next to you, you think about every bad thing you've done.
And your whole body starts to clench.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, my
man.
God. So... this cop, so the turn light, the left turn light goes, and he drives on, right? And as he's driving past me, I realize it's not like a real police. It is a Maryland Transit Police.
Okay. So he's just like, why are you being weird and why are you looking at me? Leave me alone.
I just saw the lights and I freaked out. I'm like, what? That was just, what's this guy going to do?
Yeah.
What's
stop
a transit
being so
police
weird.
Gonna do? As long as I got my, you know, my bus ticket or whatever, I'll be fine.
Oh, my gosh. You're so weird.
Yeah, it's fine. We got to talk about this snow stuff because I don't know what's going on with it, but I'm, you know, we told you this is our first Maryland snow. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be today. I don't really know. Our boss, Tom, is, like, way into it. We didn't know he's, like, a low-key meteorologist, so he's kind of got me freaking out.
Yeah.
The building's kind of freaking out. Like, what's going to happen?
Did you see that they put an air mattress on that table?
No.
Yes, that there's an air mattress in the hallway just in case we can't leave.
Getting real, man. It's getting real. So here in a couple seconds, I'm guessing this is what we're talking about?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Tease or no? Is that
you? Literally took
that it.
You literally
right.
said everything
well,
I was
there
gonna
it
say.
Is. It's gonna be one of those kind of shows, people. It's next.
What's going on with this whole snow thing? The snow thing you speak of.
Totally casual.
Here in Maryland, right? Yeah. Nothing to freak out about. Can we call it a snowpocalypse or no?
Don't.
That's what it feels like to me.
Don't call it that.
I feel like everybody's just a little on edge.
No.
That's all right.
Let's just call it. Let's say Frosty the Snowman is visiting. I like that. Makes me have way less anxiety when we call it that.
Man.
Just a little visit from Frosty the Snowman.
We'll get to this Baltimore top three and all the details here in a couple seconds. First, welcome to Mix. This is our 6 o'clock club. Anybody that's up first thing in the morning and you're just part of our little 6 o'clock community. Who's up, Jess?
Kimmy, good morning. Sarah and Stu. Brian, the Lyft driver. Jazzy Josh and 10-inch ponytail Pete. Mandy Lee. Marty, the maintenance man. Scotty Too Hottie. Hello. That one's new. Tori from Parkville. Good morning, Cafe Chris, Darlene, Mr. Spicy, Candace, the custodian. Good morning.
Wouldn't it be cool if 2 6 o'clock clubbers met and, like, fell in love?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
We're going to do that eventually.
That'd be so good.
Public. I'd love, like, two people that just happened to, by fate to be listening to Mix this early in the morning.
Fall in love.
Fall in love. You never know.
And we go to the wedding?
Okay, relax. Not about us, okay?
Okay.
Mix 106.5. It's top three with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
All right, let's get a look at what's going on in the world.
Number three.
The National Weather Service is stressing a high-impact snowstorm for areas north and west of I-95, so be prepared for snow, sleet, and rain. We will start to see snow around 12 p.m. today that's expected to last until 8 p.m. tonight. A winter storm warning has been posted for Carroll and northern Baltimore counties that could bring in over 12 inches of snow. And a winter weather advisory is in effect for Howard and Harford counties along with Baltimore City. The storm is expected to end early Thursday, but Thursday morning's drive will be a dicey one, so plan on tough travel. Governor Larry Hogan announced that the state has activated a government-wide response to prepare for this week's heavy snowfall and other severe conditions. Marylanders in need of warming centers are encouraged to reach out to their local health department, or you can call 211 and provide your county location, zip code to get more info about the center locations, hours of operation, and available accommodations.
Just know that we will be on the air tomorrow. In complete transparency, we might wimp out and do it from our houses.
So if it's bad?
There's part of me that feels guilty about that. Because 6 o'clock clubbers, like, y'all are going to work, and tomorrow you'll be going to work. If you have to, there's no option.
I know.
So I feel kind of phony about that.
But we just had to tell you.
Yeah, I won't mention that any other time in the show, but...
Only you can know, and don't tell anybody else.
It's fine.
Number two.
Baltimore City Mayor Brandon Scott announced that the recycling pickup is expected to resume on January 19th of 2021. The mayor said the city has been working on disinfection efforts to stop the spread of COVID-19 among the Baltimore Department of Public Works workforce. The DPW will provide more info in the coming days about how they will resume a recycling pickup and how it will take place. But until January, residential drop-off recycling sites will remain open.
That's cool.
Number one.
ABC has announced that Jennifer Lopez will headline Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest from Times Square in New York City. Billy Porter, who's serving as a co-host along with the previously announced Lucy Hale and Sierra, will also be performing. He's teaming up with Cyndi Lauper for a duet. Other performers will be announced in the coming weeks. While this year's festivities will be closed to the public, it promises to be a good time, especially after what we saw for J-Lo's Super Bowl performance. Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Evil with Ryan Seacrest will be on air New Year's Eve on ABC.
She's had a hell of a year.
Oh, man.
You gotta get J-Lo credit.
I love J-Lo.
We're out here struggling, but not J-Lo.
Go ahead,
she's
J-Lo.
She's killing it, yeah.
This is Jess, and that was your top three.
Just saw this on TikTok this morning. Did you ever do much online dating, Jess, between your ex-boyfriend and Garage Boy?
Never.
No? I went on there for a little bit. It's a weird place. Yeah.
You said a little bit.
I mean, I was probably only on there for like 6 months, truly. Like, it wasn't very long. I didn't have a lot of success on there. It's too awkward. No, I didn't meet one person from a dating app.
Really?
I didn't. Most people that I met online were through Instagram.
Okay.
So, I just saw this morning, and this is so unfortunate on TikTok. There is this woman, attractive woman, and like she's really excited because her dating app, Hinge, has suggested who they think will be her perfect match. Because Hinge does that. It's like, oh, we really think you should meet this person. You're most compatible with them. But listen to who it actually ended up being. Listen to this.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Something I'm thankful for is that my most compatible on Hinge was updated. Let me show you. Here he is. Super cute, if you ask me. Brooke and Noah, we think you two should meet. And we agreed. And we're already spending Thanksgiving together. And it's going well. Let me show you. And here he is. And the fact of the matter is, this is my brother.
No!
And it's for that reason that we will be suing Hinge.
No!
So excited. Like, yeah, I can't wait to hop on Hinge and see who I'm most compatible with.
There should be a way to...
That's got
to
be a sign,
to navigate through that.
That can't feel good.
That is not fun.
The most compatible person in your life is going to be your brother.
So. I never did online just because I'm too... You know how weird I am?
Yeah.
It would never...
It wouldn't translate right.
No,
yeah.
I'd be like, hey, so...
What's going on?
You know? And they're
how
like,
about those snow flurries? Like, what?
They're like, what?
But I was the same way. I could never get a conversation off the ground. Mm-hmm. And that's why I was like...
I have to be in person because they won't understand
they
me.
They won't get it. They will not get it. So
it's hard.
If you're out there in that dating world, man, it's tough. It's a struggle. It's a struggle, but hang in there. All right, Baltimore top three here in a couple of minutes. A lot going on with this snow stuff.
Yeah. Are you getting snowed in? Are you going to get snowed in or what? Because Frosty the Snowman says you might. He'll get you updated on everything you need to know at 7:10 in the Baltimore top three.
All right.
Kramer and Jess.
Find him on social at Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
Jiffy Lube introduced easy with a quick in-and-out oil change. But did you know for the cost of an oil change, we also vacuum, clean exterior windows, check tire pressure, and more in just minutes. Jiffy Lube. Drive in today.
Traffic is sponsored by Hollywood Casino Perryville. Dinner and jackpots. It's a perfect date night at Hollywood Casino. Every Wednesday, enjoy dinner at the Green Turtle, plus $30 in free slot play. Just $49.95 per couple.
Must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mtgambling.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER. Regency Furniture is celebrating the holidays with free bonus gifts and store-wide holiday savings on everything. Listen to what Regency Furniture is giving away free this week with your furniture purchase. A free instant bonus discount up to $250. Plus, Regency pays double your sales tax on your entire purchase. Plus, free delivery and setup. But that's not all. Enjoy no interest financing this week with no down payment and no payments for 90 days. Shop and save today at Regency Furniture in Catonsville and Glen Burnie.
You want to have a good laugh? Hi, it's Kramer, and we're playing the game of things. Pick a topic like things you shouldn't lend. Your friends will write their responses, and then you read them aloud, and guess who said what? Like underwear, toothbrush, a spouse. You won't believe the things you'll hear. The game of things, available at Walmart and Target.
The game of things, the laughs it brings. The game of things.
Okay, let's go. Go, go. They're right on our tail.
Hey, don't worry. They'll never catch us.
How do you know?
What do you think this is, an action movie? This is a Nissan sales event ad.
What? No, can't be. Sales event ads are boring. This is definitely not boring.
Then how do you explain the announcer?
I'm sorry. Who?
Mix 106.5.
Back to school time has tested your patience.
Brought some surprises.
But the teacher said I need a new iPad.
Made you laugh.
Or cry, depending.
It's distance learning drama.
Who needs a drink?
With Kramer and Jess.
She knows she's lying and she doesn't care. I don't know if as parents that's normal to you, you know? Like, there's no way to be honest with my kid about this. Not with everything going on with distance learning. You'll hear her story here in a couple seconds. Yeah, Wednesdays we do this because we want to make sure you realize you're not alone.
Yes.
Like if you're pulling your hair out on month four of distance learning, you're not alone in this whole thing.
Right.
So what are we looking for right now? What are we talking about? We say the drama.
So we want all the funny, embarrassing, crazy moments. I'm sure it's stressful and it's out of control, but also it's hilarious. My favorite one that we've gotten is when a 13-year-old girl was giving a report on her Zoom class and her dad had just gotten up and he farted in the background. Yeah, it looked like it was her, but it wasn't.
Couldn't see who it was.
No, it's just totally not fair, but like, come on.
410-583-1065. You can call us or text us. Hey, Lisa from Howard County, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Give us your distance learning drama. What's happening in the house?
Well, right now my daughter's distance learning, and this is her first time learning an instrument. She is trying to learn the flute online. Oh. And
she's how old?
She's 8 years old.
Okay.
Yeah, and she's been working really hard, but I watch her meetings with her teacher, and he keeps telling her, you know, you're not blowing in the right spot, or the sound is not right, and she's trying, but she's really not getting it, and I'm starting to feel really guilty because I'm encouraging her, and she's walking around the house playing her flute, but it sounds terrible, and I just don't want to let her know that she's really not doing too great.
Aww.
She's trying harder, but...
So you're telling her like she's the bomb at the flute, like she's killing it, and it's just not going over well.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that okay?
Like she's doing one thing right.
Is that a disservice to her though, or is that just she's eight? Okay, so it's not like she's gonna get like.
And the flute is hard.
I've never tried to play the flute.
Me either, but I just feel like...
I know, Jess just spoke on like, it's so authoritative. Like, what?
Well, I just feel like instruments are so difficult, and then to have to do that with not having a teacher next to you to show you exactly how to do things has to be, like, so difficult.
I just thought how sympathetic you got for never playing the flute. It's going to be the easiest thing ever. You don't know.
I'm sure it's not.
Well, I mean, do you feel like you're doing a disservice to her? Like, should you be honest and be like, keep practicing, or
I don't know. I feel just guilty because I was one of those people that wanted to hear the harsh criticism so that I could get better.
Right.
But with her, it just doesn't feel right.
She's more sensitive.
Yeah,
huh?
I get it. Listen, there's no right or wrong answers in COVID times. You know.
Yeah, just let her.
Not, so.
Just let her do her thing.
Just let let her be. Let her do.
Let her be
think.
Eight.
Yeah.
Come
just
on.
Just do it. It's fine. Hey, thanks so much for calling us. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Hey, Christine. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
From Bel Air. Good morning. Okay, distance learning drama. What's going on?
So I have three young boys, and, you know, we've been doing the online Zoom learning this whole time, which has been a challenge, you know?
Of course.
I guess I didn't think about this. But, you know, it's like the holidays coming up.
Right.
And I bought them presents, and, you know, they're hidden in my closet, you know, tucked away. And, you know, I stepped out to the mailbox, and when I came back inside, they had pulled out everything I already purchased for them and was playing with it.
No.
So they know what they're getting for Christmas.
There's, like, no, like, the home is no longer a safe place.
Yeah, is nothing sacred anymore?
Like, you can't hide anything, you can't hide yourself, you can't hide presents.
No.
Yeah, I don't know what to do. I don't know, you know, the surprise is ruined. Do I go get other presents for them, or
I don't think so.
Do
you?
What they found?
I mean, you can't go buy all new presents. I mean, unless you can take those back and then get new ones, you know, like. I feel like this is like a life lesson. This is life lesson. You're
going to
snoop around. You're going to snoop around. You're going to ruin Christmas. Is that too harh?
I don't know. I mean, what else do they have to do but just snoop around in the house? They can't go anywhere.
So we are to blame, Jessica. That's a weird one. That's a weird call on that because kids are just being kids. It just sucks because before they'd be out of the house for 10 hours a day or whatever.
Yeah.
Now there is nowhere. The kids are going to get bored. They're going to be running around. And
maybe you can say that was like the pre-party Christmas, so that's included, and then you go get like some side things.
Yeah, I don't know what most parents are doing. If you got any feedback on that too, you want to text us. We can pass along the message 410-583-1065 or call us because like what are you, yeah, do you have to redo everything now? Because it's not the kid's fault.
I know.
Or is it? I don't know. That's a tough one. Thank you so much for calling us.
Mix 106.5. It's top three with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
A lot going on today, man.
Number three.
The National Weather Service is stressing a high-impact snowstorm for areas north and west of I-95, so be prepared for snow, sleet, and rain. We will start to see snow around 12 p.m. today. That's expected to last until 8 p.m. tonight. A winter storm warning has been posted for Carroll and northern Baltimore counties that could bring in over 12 inches of snow. And a winter weather advisory is in effect for Howard and Harford counties along with Baltimore City. The storm is expected to end early Thursday, but Thursday morning's drive will be a dicey one, so plan on tough travel. Governor Larry Hogan announced that the state has activated a government-wide response to prepare for this week's heavy snowfall. Marylanders in need of warming centers are encouraged to reach out to their local health department for info, or you can call 211. Just provide your county and zip code, and they'll give you warming center locations, hours, and available accommodations.
And you've given us all kind of feedback, and it's all over the place. It's our very first Maryland snow, and some of you are like, eh, we hear this all the time, and then nothing happens. And others are like, don't come to work on Thursday. Mm-hmm. So we don't know. We're kind of prepared for either way on how to handle it, you know? Well,
all right. Number two.
The Kelly Clarkson Show was just signed by NBC for an additional renewal that will keep the syndicated talk show on TV through 2023. Kelly Clarkson's show has grown over the last few months, and the network has definitely noticed. The show was renewed for a second season shortly after it delivered the highest-rated talk show debut in the last 7 years in 2019. NBC said one ray of sunshine in this wildly unpredicted year is that we get to continue to deliver fans a show that brings people together. So huge congrats to Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, that's big. We were just talking before about how many people from American Idol actually made something of themselves. And Kelly Clarkson's one of them.
Yes, but even in the way that she's done it, like with The Voice and her own show and just like how many different platforms that she's inserted herself in, congrats to her.
Carrie Underwood's done well for herself, obviously, in the country world. Is there anybody else that's really...
Jennifer Hudson.
Done well.
Totally. Are you kidding?
I would say Kelly and Carrie are like A's. I would say she's done like a B job.
The fact that Carrie Underwood has like her song... is like what they play.
That's what I'm saying. For NFL, it's crazy. Anybody else has anything made it? Because other than that, like, I bet you can't really tell me anybody else.
What about Sanjaya?
No, Sanjaya. What is Sanjaya doing?
I don't know.
I can't think of one other person from American Idol that I'm like, yeah, they're still...
I know.
Am I forgetting somebody?
I don't know.
I don't think I am.
Number one.
Despite everything that 2020 threw at us, Americans stepped up and were caring. They donated time, money, and overall showed kindness, but certain areas of the country went above and beyond. Wallet Hub came up with the list of the most caring cities in 2020. They took a look at the 100 most populated cities, judged them on caring for the community, caring for the vulnerable, and caring in the workforce. What do you think is the most caring city in 2020?
The most caring city?
Yeah.
I don't even know how to judge something like that.
It was Boston.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Virginia.
Why, would you say that so you say?
I don't know why that had a tone, but I didn't expect Boston. Is that rude? I'm sorry if that was. I don't know why I said it that way, but okay, I just didn't expect
them. You're messing
them.
With the wrong city.
No, I just didn't know.
Everyone from Boston right now is like, I swear to God, I'll never listen to the station again.
I'm just saying.
Boston was nice.
Oh, I'm just.
Okay. Well, I mean, Boston's not known for being.
That's what
having
I mean.
The reputation of being, yeah. Like, you know.
But I think I'm really proud of them. You guys are great people. Virginia and PA were also made the top 10, but we made the list too.
What do we hit?
We are number 51 on the list of the most caring cities of 2021. 2020, sorry. And we came in at number 1 for the most hours spent volunteering.
That's amazing. Love yeah. that. All
this
right.
This is Jess, and that was your top 3.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Hanukkah. Was it 6th night of Hanukkah tonight? 5th night of Hanukkah?
I thought tonight was 7.
Tonight's the 7th night of Hanukkah? I think you're right. You can check the menorah at the front of the radio station. Welcome to Mix 106.5. We're Kramer and Jess. I got to read this list to you here in a couple seconds. Actually, this music's not going to be appropriate for this first part. It's gifts that moms say they don't want anyone to ever buy their kids for the holidays, and I want to see if you agree. First, I'm sorry. I just saw this story. I need to share this with you. This is wild. There was an autocorrect. We've all been the subject of an autocorrect that just totally made a message go the wrong way, right?
Yes.
It's always worse than you're like texting your parents or something and like you mean to say one thing and like maybe something comes out or you're trying to say something kind of flirty and it comes out the wrong way because of an autocorrect.
Mm-hmm.
There's a story out of Wisconsin that just broke. This woman was sitting here and she got a text from her dad that said that her daughter was getting stabbed.
What?
Yeah. So obviously like this woman calls 911. Officers rush over to the woman's apartment, but they found out that the daughter was actually unharmed. It turns out she was getting swabbed for COVID-19, but the text was sent to her father had been auto-corrected to stab.
Oh, no.
So the entire situation took about 25 minutes. Police were like, this is a rare situation.
Oh, no.
So don't stop using text to ask for help.
Yeah.
But, like, just, I've never heard of a more unfortunate autocorrect
intense.
Situation, you know?
Yeah.
Ugh, that just makes me sick to my stomach. All right, let's get to this list. It is the gifts that moms say, I don't ever want you to buy this for my kid ever, for the holidays ever. So, like, if you're thinking this way, don't think this way. All right, number one is anything alive. Do not bring a live creature into my home. I don't want a pet. I don't want to, even if it's a fish. I don't want it.
You need to get permission first because that's a whole lot of responsibility.
Mom said they don't want any kind of sugary candy this year.
No.
And like, my mom friends, I see that. They give their kids sugar. It's like, it's just a mess. It's like
0
gremlins.
To 100.
Yeah, it's bad. Yeah. Gifts that require any kind of parental participation.
Yeah, they just so want to like, chill.
Yeah, mom's got to like clean up. It's not good. Mm-hmm. Just don't leave that one off the list this year. Gender-specific gifts, like not all girls are into pink or they don't want like this princess things and all boys play with action figures. So
yeah,
like,
true.
If you're not quite sure, don't go just gender-specific with it.
Yeah.
Violent video games. Ugh. No, no, no. Blood, gore, dying.
None of that.
Leave it off. Anything that doesn't have an off switch on there.
That's okay? Just messed up.
Because unless you hate the parents of the kid you're giving this gift to, make sure the thing can actually be damn turned off.
Uh-huh.
That's the worst. Parents said they don't want things that have batteries required because, well, for a couple different reasons. Number one, those are things that usually light up or make like the same repetitive noise or annoying music over and over.
Yeah.
But it also is like the kid gets it, and they're like, oh, cool. Mom's like, where's batteries for this?
Odds are you never have batteries.
I got nothing on that. Last thing mom said they don't want is musical instruments.
Oh, no.
Like, yeah, we want our kids to be creative, but like, what are we going to do? Like, we don't want this to become the preschool band practice at the house.
Yeah.
So if you are thinking about buying a kid a gift this holiday season, that at least steers you away from one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
Mix 106.5, it's Kramer and Jess. I don't know if you listen to podcasts or not, but we have a uncensored podcast that we do on Wednesdays that we're gearing up for today. I don't say this to be braggadocious. I try to be very low-key about this, but we were voted the number 3 podcast in the country.
Yes.
On Podcast Magazine. Now,
this
listen,
is true.
I don't say that to be like, we're so great. It's more of like, hey, it might be a podcast you might like.
Yes.
And if you like us on the radio, then you might like us a little bit more. Now, we've seen the opposite effect of that, too.
Absolutely.
If you don't like us...
Don't listen to it.
You know, like, if you've been like, I don't know about these guys. It's probably not the best one for you to get to.
You don't want
to
hear what we have to say.
But a new episode goes up today. So if you haven't subscribed yet on radio.com or wherever you get your podcast, then why don't you just go to KramerandJess.com and click on Uncensored Podcast, and we'll get you all linked up on there. So KramerandJess.com. You want to take a look at dog news today?
Please.
Let's do this.
Today in dog news.
I was hoping you'd say yes. Because if not, we'd have, no segment here.
Oh.
So, yeah, listen, we're the radio station that covers the dog news because I love dogs personally. I've got a 5-pound chihuahua named Kiki. I think she's the greatest thing to ever touch the face of this earth.
She is pretty amazing.
But there's a lot of radio stations that don't cover this kind of stuff.
They don't respect it.
I would say so. So let's go take a look at dog news today. I bring this one story up because I want to show you how different things have become over the last 23 years, okay?
Okay.
It was today in 1997 that President Clinton announced the name of his dog.
Okay,
let me just play the clip for you.
Our family got together. We came down to about 7 names, many of them personally inspired, and then to 3. I finally decided to name the dog after my beloved uncle who died earlier this year. I'm going to call the dog Buddy.
Aww.
Because...
Hang on.
Because of the importance of my uncle to my life, but also because my uncle raised and trains dogs for over 50 years.
Now, I want to point out that in 1997, that was a huge headline.
No way. Okay? Stop.
Now, think about that today. Imagine the only thing political we had to think about
was
the name of our president's dog.
That's pretty awesome.
That was back in 1997. Here's a really cool story, though, out of Pittsburgh, which not a lot of cool things come out of Pittsburgh. So let me get to the bottom of this. There's a dog that earned the longest term residence award at this Pittsburgh animal shelter and is finally going home for the holidays. Capone, it's a Labrador Retriever mix. It spent more than 3 years at the Animal Friends, it's the shelter, while he patiently waited for a loving family to come get him.
Mm-hmm.
3 years.
Wow.
So this 10-year-old dog lived there for 1,134 days after he was transferred from another organization. And Capone's day finally came last week when he was finally adopted by a family who had been fostering him for a couple of weeks.
Aww.
That's a long time to be in a shelter.
I know.
And hopefully a feel-good story here for the holidays, knowing that, like, after that long,
yes,
3 years, Capone is home for the holidays. So there you go. A look at dog news today on Mix 106.5.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.